Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Nedarim, Perig Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The rule is, B'Nedarim, Halach Achar, L'Shoin, B'Nei Adam. A neder goes after how people use the word. Because at the end of the day, it's what does the person mean? He's Mekabel the neder on himself. So the Mishnah is going to show us, you can have words that are very, very similar, but the way people talk, they mean something else altogether. For example, if someone makes a neder, he asers on himself min hamevushel, cooked food. He says, koinem mevushel olai. Zak the Mishnah, muta betzali. He can eat roasted food. When a person says cooked, he doesn't mean roasted. Cooked means in water. Roasted means without water. Furthermore, if someone says koinem mevushel olai, he's mutter in shaluk, uvas shaluk. What's shaluk? That's a michel that was overcooked. Cooked much more than you have to cook it. So this is even a bigger chiddush, because the maaser is cooked in water. But that's not what people mean. When people say mevushel, they don't mean shaluk. On the other hand, suppose Omar, he says, koinem tavshol she'eini toyeim. Koinem, that I will not taste tavshol. So now he's using the term tavshol. He's not saying mevushel. So what do people mean when they say tavshel? Zok the Mishnah, Aser, this person is Aser, b'maisei kedera rach. Basically, things that aren't solid, that pour. Kedera means a pot, rach means soft. Umutter, he's mutter, be'ava, with things cooked in a pot that are thick, that's solid, that doesn't pour. Because the lashon of tavshel is mashma. That's how people use the term. Food that is eaten together with bread. So the softer food was eaten together with bread, like a dip. And when they used the term tavshel, this is what they meant. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, if he says, koinem tavshel sheni tayim, umutter bebeyas tramitya. That's an egg that's cooked in such a way that it stays soft. Basically, a very soft-boiled egg. It's like completely liquidy. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, if he says koinem tavshel sheni tayim, he's mutter ubedalas haramutza. The dictionary definition for delas is gourd. What's gourd? It's like a family of different types of melons or squash or cucumbers. Either way, this person that said koinem tavshel sheni tayim, he can eat. He's mutter ubedalas harumutza. Rumutza means when it's baked in hot ashes. The Batnura explains that this particular type is very bitter, but when you bake it in hot ashes, it becomes sweet. Certain things, like maybe you've tasted onions, when you fry them, they become sweet. So it may become sweet, but people don't eat it with bread. And like we explained, in the lashon of how people spoke, koinem tavshel she'eini tayim, tavshel refers to things that are eaten with bread. So once again, basically our Mishnah tells us when it comes to Nedarim, Halacha Chaloshim B'nei Adam. And therefore, if someone says, Koinem Mevushel Olai, he's also only in things that are cooked, not in things that are roasted or even overcooked. If someone says, Koinem Tavshel, he's also only in things that are eaten together with bread, like soft food, he's mutter in solid food, he's mutter in a soft-boiled egg, because that wasn't eaten together with bread. Tosfos Yom Tov says they used to use it for medicine purposes. Chazanim eat raw eggs. Could be they ate these soft-boiled eggs. And it would be mutter in the las haramutza, because these foods are generally not eaten together with bread.